chevra. It's called the chevra kadisha. They were like the heliga, the oilon that used to hang. They used to drezach. They used to be together. The Shimon Chai. He's talmid, basically his inner circle. And when they got to Parshas Kedoshim, they were very happy. This was like a big parsha for them. What's it about Parshas Kedoshim that the chevra is very happy about? So I think to understand, and I'm basically quoting from Reb Pinchas Friedman and the Shvilei Pinchas, we have to get back to what happened to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai a little bit, and to understand what's the nature of this story. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was sitting around with a bunch of his chaverim, and they were talking about the Romans. And they were talking about, wow, the Romans, it's pretty impressive what they're doing over here, you know, making nice highways, making nice improvements in the city, nice bathhouse, different good stuff. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai always had a little bit of a deeper view on things. He said, you think they're so nice? This is not for us, this is for them. They're doing it just because they're trying to push their own agenda. And there was someone there whose name was Yehuda Ben Gerim, and he overheard this. And because he was a Ben Gerim, so he had a certain affinity towards the Romans. And he was going around telling everyone what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was saying. And word eventually got back to the Romans themselves, and they were after him. And it was a manhunt. They were looking for Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. They wanted his head. They wanted him dead. So Reb Shimon, together with his son, they became fugitives. And they eventually were hiding in a shul, and his wife was bringing him food, and he said it's too dangerous because they were these people all over the place trying to find Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He eventually went into a cave, and he was in that cave for 12 years. He was in that cave. Now, and he was in the cave, he didn't have any clothing, he had one pair of clothing, so he actually didn't even wear clothing. He buried himself up to his neck in sand, and they sat there. Like, what were they doing? They were learning from Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi was teaching him all the secrets of the Zohar. All he needed was his brain, he didn't need his body. All he did all day was just learn this unbelievable Torah. It was a miracle that there was a stream there. And there was a carob tree. If you want to go, it's the place. The name of the place is Pekin. Pekin is a town. It's an Arab village. And if you go to Pekin and you go off the street into down into a little, this teeny little cave that's covered with a carob tree, you go down a little further into the Arab village and you see the stream. It's right there. They're friendly Arabs. I'm going to go over it at night by myself, but relatively, and it's there. You see it. And it's written in the Gemara about this town called Pekin. I've been there with a bunch of the Chevra. We were there together. And we should go?
Yeah.
Right now. Let's be spontaneous, guys. Go on donkey. You know? Blin Eder. We'll try to go on Friday of Lag BaOmer. Blin Eder, we'll go out and take it up to Kim. Blin Eder. Akitza, he's there in this cave, and he's mamish. He's soaking in the rays of the Zohar. Right? All of the Torah, all of this special aura of Ganos, this hidden light, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is getting that light. That's what's going on in there. Okay. So now, eventually after 12 years, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai comes out. And you know the story, comes out, and he's just radiating Kedusha, and he sees someone who's like working. He's like, what in the world are you doing? You're so busy with such mundane, ridiculous things. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai just looks at him and burns him up. And anywhere he looked, he was burning stuff up. Like the whole world. And there was a bas kol kevin shamayim. I let you out of the cave and you should burn up my world. And he went back into the cave another 12 months. Finally came out. He saw someone who's holding hadassim, one for Zachar, one for Shamor. And we'll get back to all that other stuff. And eventually he was able to re-enter into the orbit. There's a word for that. He's able to acclimate to whatever it is. What?
Reintegrate?
Yeah, exactly. Integrate into the society, and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai came back. Al Kolponim. This week's parasha says Kedoshim Tihiyu. Parasha's Kedoshim. But there's something interesting. Pasuk starts Daber al Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Speak to everybody. What does that mean? So, Rashi says it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to say this b'hakel, gather everyone together. The Torah is usually taught in yeshivas, in smaller groups. you have groups of people that you speak to. And this one, Hashem said, gather everyone together. I want you to speak to everyone together. This is Parashat Kedoshim. Why does Parashat Kedoshim have to be done? Why is the need for togetherness? And let's understand, what does Kedoshim mean? We always think of Kedusha as being holiness, but what does holiness really mean? It really means to separate yourself. Kadosh means separated. Or the way Rashi says it, Purushim to you. Be separated. So what's the parasha saying? It's funny. The parasha is saying, be separated. And it's saying, let's say this together. What does together mean? That means the opposite of being separated. So what's going on over here? It says the Chassam Sofer, it's the following thing. It's important for a person to separate himself. It's important for a person to go into his own space, to go into his own, get to his own stride, do his own thing. But at the same time, don't totally like get lost in your own world. Do your own thing together with other people. Find a way to integrate in society. Kedoshim to you means Purushim to you. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Ein Ratzon Hashem Lios Parush. To go to a place where no one else is, to get away from society. That's not what Hashem wants. So Purushim to you, but Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael, together. Be an individual. Establish your own correct connection with Hashem. That's Kedoshim. But be in society. So now I think we can understand, perhaps, a little bit better. This whole idea, what happened to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? The pasuk says, the tefila says, Bar Yochai, Moshev Tov Yashavta, Yom Nasta, Yom Hashem Barachta. Bar Yochai, it's the song that we sing. Moshev Tov Yashavta, you sat in a good place. Yom Nachta, Yom Hashem Barachta, the day that you ran away. B'Ma'oras Tzurim Shalom Adata, you were in the cave, Ma'ara. Sham Kanisa, in that cave is where you got all of your speckle, your hoid, there's a shine, your hadar, your beauty. In that cave is where Rabbi Shimon Chai got everything. He learned with from Eliyahu Hanavi in the cave. So, you know, I can imagine there's a temptation. Let's just stay here, you know? This is great. I got a chavrusa with Eliyahu Hanavi. I got all my everything that I need taken care of. So he would just stay in the cave if he just wanted to be a parash. But Hashem said, "Dabar al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael." Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, you have to share this with everybody. You have to give this over. You can't just be kaddish and be alone in your own place, in like a desert or in a cave. Go out of the cave and share your Torah. That's Dabar al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, lemer kaddishim to you. Speak to everyone, and every person establish your own connection. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai got it, and he went and shared it. So now I think we understand why the Chevra was so excited when they got to this week's parasha. Because they were living this week's parasha. The Chevra were the people that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the cave and shared the Torah with. So this week's parasha is the lesson that got them what they needed to get. They were able to learn or gleam from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai because Kedoshim Tiyu, that's Reb Shimon. But El Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael, share the wealth, basically is what we're saying. Okay. So there's an interesting remez which is brought down from the Arizal. The Chidah brings it down b'shem the Arizal. And the Pasuk in Tilm, says, Alisa lamaroim, shavisa shevi, lakachta matonais be'adam. Alisa lamaro, Moshe Rabbeinu, you went up. Lamaro means you went up high. What are we referring to? It's not talking about Moshe went on the mountain. It means Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. Moroim, you went up to Moroimim. Shavisa Shevi, you captured things. What is it? What did Moshe Rabbeinu capture when he went up to Shemayim? The Torah. And it wasn't simple. There was a whole debate going on up there. Because Moshe Rabbeinu came up, the Malachim were like, what? Malachim asked, Mali Yulud Ishakan, what in the world is a human being up in? No man ever walked up into Shemayim before. Hashem says, the Kabbalah is a Torah, but he wants the Torah. Whoa! Malachim said, we want the Torah also. And all of a sudden there's a debate. Hashem says, you have to answer them. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to come up with the, and they're debating each other and they're discussing lots of things. Moshe Rabbeinu, but he did, he managed. He took spoils. Shavisa Shevi. who took a prisoner or spoils Moshe Rabbeinu. Lakachta matonois be'adam. Says the Arizal, Shevi is Rosh Tevois. Shevi is Shimon Bar Yochai. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, and he was, there's some sort of kesher between the neshama of Moshe and Shimon Bar Yochai. Shevi saw Shevi. What's this? What's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai doing up there? So I think that the pshat is as follows. The pshat is, if we understand what Moshe Rabbeinu did when he went to Shemayim, the Malachim said, we want the Torah up here. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's answer? Perhaps the answer is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kedoshim tiyu, ki kadosh ani. You be holy because I'm holy. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the epitome of removed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we're not in the same league, we're not in the same language, we're not in the same world. And still, somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu brings his Shechina down here into this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what Kedusha is about? Kedusha is about sharing the Kedusha, the inspiration with others. That's what I do, Hashem, Kaviyachu says. I'm like way out. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not even in this world. He's not even created. He's not even on time. He's not in space. And still, I'm going to come down here. I'm bringing my Kedusha here into this world to share it with you. Kedusha and Tiyu do the same thing. You also share. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim. And the Malachim say, listen, the Torah, we're Malachim. Leave the Torah with us. Yeah, and who are you going to share it with? With other Malachim? You're all already Kadosh. Who are you sharing it with? Who's it going to now influence? Who's it going to have an impression upon? Nobody. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Alisa Lamarim Meshavisa Shevi Lakachta Matanas Ba'adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to take that Torah down. Just like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who went out of the cave, Moshe Rabbeinu went out of Shemayim. He was up there in Shemayim. He didn't have to eat. He didn't have to drink. He didn't have to do anything. He could have stayed there. But that's not the point. The point is to go into the cave. Get in the cave. And after you've gotten enough Kedusha in that cave, you go out there and you share the inspiration with others. And all of us have a similar type of experience. Sometimes we go into our cave, or into our bubble, or into our yeshiva, whatever it might be, and we're sitting there just to be able to draw inspiration, to be able to build ourselves, to become stronger, become better. But it has to be a Torah that you can influence others with when the time is right. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came out too early. He came out too early. And Hashem said to him, oh, this is not, you're not ready. Go back in the cave. You got more to do until you're ready to share your Torah with others. But eventually he did. And that's the idea of this week's parasha, Kedoshim Tiyu, Dabar Al Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael. This light, this aura that we're getting, is something which eventually every one of us is going to have on his radar, that our purpose is to be able to share that light and that warmth with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos.